Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. How many have taken note of some very startling, important, and disturbing statements of NATO pertaining to Israel? Let me read to you from an article by Wall Street Online, dated June 2, saying this. In light of growing tension in the Middle East, NATO General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg made clear that Israel could not rely on protection from NATO in case of an Iranian attack. Israel is our partner, but not a member of NATO. The guarantee for protection of Article 5 does not apply to Israel, Stoltenberg said to Der Spiegel, a German news magazine. And of course, this poses all kinds of questions. So the New Jerusalem Post wrote on June 2, in response to Stoltenberg's announcement, Volker Beck, former head of the German-Israel parliamentary group in the Bundestag, asked on Twitter, that raises the question, what does this clarification mean for the security dialogue between NATO, EU, Germany, and Israel? Yes, indeed, what does it mean? Who is going to come to the rescue of Israel if Israel does need help? Obviously, it's not going to be NATO. Is it going to be the EU? Well, this is not just an academic question, because here's an article by the Times of Israel dated June 4. Iran's top leader said that anyone who fires one missile at his country will be hit by 10 in response. And he also said this. He said that he had ordered the atomic authorities to increase the country's nuclear enrichment capacity. And when that announcement was made, Benjamin Netanyahu responded by saying they are ready to attack Iran. And also the news broke this week that Benjamin Netanyahu had already ordered attacking Iran in 2011, within 15 days. But then he revoked the order at that time. As I asked the question earlier, would the EU, would Germany come to Israel's rescue? That's very doubtful as well. Here's an article by Deutsche Welle, dated June 4, saying that Israel expert Peter Lintel sums up the divide between Europe and Israel. Europeans have a hard time understanding Israelis, he said. There are indeed significant differences. Germany believes that the nuclear agreement with Iran was a step in the right direction. Israel, on the other hand, says that the agreement offers Iran the opportunity to develop a nuclear bomb. Also, Germany has rejected any suggestion of relocating embassies to Jerusalem, making Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu and Angela Merkel met this week in Germany, and on Monday, this article goes on to say, the Israeli and German leaders are miles apart on Iran's nuclear potential. The two close allies, so the article says, are on diametrically opposite sides of this particular issue. Israel opposes a deal. It wants to see Germany cease doing business with Tehran, which is not going to happen. It goes on to say, Netanyahu was keen to stress that radical Islam was the greatest danger faced by the world today, and said that Iran continued to call for Israel's destruction, something which we have just heard. He also claimed that Tehran intended to start a religious war within the Islamic world, which he warned would lead to further masses of refugees who would try to flee to Europe. He pointed reference to the issue that is widely regarded as Merkel's Achilles heel. And so what does all of this mean? There are many different questions, many different issues, many different potential answers. But can you know the real answer? Well, you can if you look at the pages of the Bible, because surprisingly, perhaps, the Bible has prophesied what is going to happen to many countries in the Middle East? And we know that the Middle East is a powder keg ready to blow up. And it will prior to Christ's return. We have prepared a free booklet, Middle Eastern and African Nations in Bible Prophecy. And this booklet goes into many prophecies from the Bible pertaining to countries such as Israel, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Egypt, other countries. If you want to know what is prophesied in your Bible, you need to read this booklet. But how can you know for sure that the Bible is God's word, that it is actually reliable? Well, we have prepared another booklet, The Authority of the Bible. You can also have that booklet totally free of charge. This booklet explains in many different ways why the Bible is completely reliable, that the Jews have actually preserved the scriptures of the Old Testament, that the Greek have preserved the scriptures of the New Testament. It goes into the question of how the Bible became the book we have today. It gives you valuable hints and also admonitions as to how you can study the Bible. It also goes into prophecy. It talks about nations which are identified in the scriptures. Modern nations, of course, they might have different names in the Bible, but we show you who those nations are today and many more very important issues for you to know. I believe you would agree with me that you do need this free booklet, The Authority of the Bible, in conjunction with this booklet on the Middle Eastern and African Nations and Bible Prophecy. And as I said, these booklets are absolutely free of charge. And if you ask for a copy, we'll be glad to send one to you. And we will keep you informed about what is happening right now, because we are entering a time of such explosive consequence, which has never occurred before and which will never occur again. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.